Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing fine this morning, Tone. We finally got some rain down here, though, this morning. This is something that we haven't seen for 6 weeks, and that's both good in the sense that the weather's been just absolutely immaculate here for the last month and a half, but you can imagine they could use some moisture. So we'll see what this does to the ball game today. No one's terribly concerned. They're just ready to get to New York, and that's going to happen Tuesday night.
Well, those baseball fields must be kind of dusty by now.
They were dusty to begin with, and believe me, that sand was even more part. So, yeah, but it's been a little unusual. Last year we had that incredibly Arctic winter here in Florida. I mean, it was just relentless every day, and this year's been the reverse. Since I got down here on February 7th, I think it was, we just haven't had one day that was much less than 70, 75, 80, 85. I mean, yesterday I think it pushed 90.
Well, I got news for you, Lynn. Don't come back up here yet.
You mean it hasn't been that up there, way up there? I'm a little surprised. I know Michigan pretty well. I figured by March 27th or whatever we've got here at 28th that you guys would be 60, 65. A little better now.
It's currently 22.
I've been a little sorry about what's been going on up there.
Well, it's currently 22 degrees. We're expecting a high of 35 today.
Yeah, that's the Michigan I know it is.
Well, if you read today's sports page in the Detroit News, in the top fold, Lynn writes about the Tigers. Before we talk about his projected opening day lineup story, let's talk about spring training. How's it gone? What have you seen? What do you think?
The team is pretty good. It's pretty good because they've got a lot of depth to their pitching, and I think that's probably what will carry them. I thought last year they were probably a 500 club, 80 wins, 81 wins. They won 81. This year I think 89 is probably within their reach. And I think if they get to 89 in that division, they probably can win the division because the Twins and the White Sox and the Tigers will really rip at each other right down the stretch here. This is going to be a case where they'll cannibalize each other so regularly, Tony, that I think by September, 85 wins could even win this thing. But I'm going to pick Detroit at 89. I think that ekes out the Twins and the White Sox. But because of their pitching, they could also go into the playoffs, into a short series, much the way they did in 06 when they were able to knock off the Yankees. I don't know that doing that to the Red Sox would be as achievable as it was 5 years ago, but I also think this team is going to be better than most people realize.
Well, let's talk about the health of the Tigers. Is Maglio healthy? How's Miguel and his sobriety? How is Amaya doing, and also Guillen?
The question on Miguel is huge, obviously, because he did what we all thought was a beautiful job of recovery last year. And then it went up in smoke in one lousy night there last month. And I'm still trying to figure out, as is everybody, exactly what happened there. I don't know if it's reflective of the inevitable binge that Hill will go on or if it was, again, something exceptional to what had been a very, very promising recovery. But because it happened and it came like such a bolt out of the blue, everybody's going to be wondering if and when this will happen again. I understand that concern. I can only say that his spring has been magnificent, and he looks great, as good as he's ever looked. And you can tell a lot by a guy's behavior. And when the smiles are there and the playfulness is there, it suggests that the recovery is pretty well under control. Again, it doesn't explain what happened last month. And for the doubters, they've got the credence of knowing that that did happen and it might happen again. As far as Maglio, he's fine. Yeah, he's 37, but he still nails the ball and looks great. And I don't think there's any reason why he wouldn't have a 300 year and knock in a bunch of runs. Carlos Guillen, I'm not sure you'll see him back because he isn't even running yet. And by the time he might get healthy, Tony, I wouldn't be surprised if the Tigers just eat the $13 million on him and kind of get on with their lives. I think that would be a fair call. Joel Zumaia is key. If Joel Zumaia can come back to that bullpen, and structurally the doctors say his arm should permit that, they have the most devastating bullpen probably in baseball. Without him, they've still got a few questions there. I think it'll hold up, and they're going to have a lot of replacement parts that will be evolving this year. But that's why I picked them, because I think their pitching is still going to be a notch above the rest.
Well, then with Zamaya, a guy who can throw 100 miles per hour, can he take something off the ball and maybe throw 93, 95 and protect that arm a little bit?
Yeah, that's logical, Tony, but I don't think it works that way. He's got a different construction. And also, if you take 10 miles off that fastball, then he's just another guy. And it doesn't mean he can't be effective, but if you got a guy throttling back, pulling his punches, so to speak, you got a guy who's going to get murdered. That's just not Joel Zamaya. I think you got to let him pitch the way he pitches, because the way he pitches is unique, frankly, to most of the guys in baseball, if not all. And that's also what makes him devastating. It's not just the fastball. I mean, his breaking pitch is just evil. And he gets them across the plate. I mean, this guy is, everybody wants to look at him like some kind of freakish monster, and he's hyperinflated. I shouldn't say this. This happens to be a one-chapter club, and it seems to exist in Lansing. Mm-hmm. Because you've got a lot of colleagues up there who have the same impression. I keep wondering, what is it that Lansing sees here that the rest of the world doesn't? Because if you talk to anybody else in baseball, there's only one Zamaya in 29 clubs would be lining up with an open checkbook to sign him if he were healthy. But the Tigers have got him. They need him to get whole, and if he does get whole, boy, that bullpen, you can just about kiss away the game there after six innings, because the bullpen isn't going to be allowing any runs. And Joaquin Benoit is a factor there, too.
All right, we have Len Henning on the program, and his story in today's Detroit News talks about the projected opening day lineup. It looks solid. Looks like defensively we're going to be okay. I guess we just got to make sure we hit, especially with Ryan Rayburn and Will Rimes.
Rayburn I think will hit, and I don't know that there's much doubt there. Rimes should be able to hold up an average. He's not going to be a big on-base guy, but he does enough with the bat, and particularly because he's a left-hand hitter, that helps a little bit. That's the reason I think he won the game. I think that might have been a front office call, because it was real close. Scott Sizemore looked real good this spring. But Rimes, if he doesn't cut it, then they'll probably get on to get Sizemore. And Sizemore was a completely different ball player because of his finally recovered ankle there this spring. He looked real good. But Rimes has done a good job, and my question would be yours, though, Tony, too. I still don't know about the offense. Alex Avila is probably going to be a pretty good hitter, but is it going to happen this year? I don't know about that. And Johnny Peralta has really looked sick down here at the plate. That's a concern. A concern that could be allayed, though, if you end up bringing up Danny Wirth, who plays three marvelous positions in the infield and has been swinging a good bat. And I thought all along he might put pressure on Peralta this spring. And boy, as it turns out, Peralta had such an anemic 6 weeks here that Wirth has done that. They might try steadily to create a situation where they can move Wirth in. That would be incumbent on them trading Ramon Santiago. And sooner or later, that probably will happen.
All right, Len, look forward to having you back up here, because we know baseball will be here, and that means it's time for summertime. Look forward to it.
Okay, Tony. Good talking with you. Thanks.